All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epstein and Gregory Martin, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We are having a candid conversation about sleep. And why does sleep matter? It's pretty freaking important, I'd say. Gregory, what are your thoughts on sleep?
So what's the word that there's a specific word for a specific type of procrastination that happens at night? It's basically when you fight bedtime and try to just do things you're interested in. Mm-hmm. Do you recall what that word is?
I do not know what that word is, but I have definitely felt that in my life. It's been a long time, but I have experienced that, and I have a ton of clients that talk about that. And in doing some trauma work, oftentimes we find negative core beliefs, a variety of them, like a lot of different core beliefs that really do impact someone's ability to settle in and to feel safe and to experience calmness and allow them to quote unquote fall to sleep. So, I mean, I do. I believe that trauma impacts sleep. I believe it impacts sleep cycles. We obviously know what it does to dream cycles and dream states. And when you're having disrupted sleep like that, it's hard to, you know, really optimize your mental health. I mean, it's a big aspect of it.
I think the only one that really stands out to me that wasn't mentioned is for like from even myself or my wife or my friends is like just like dissatisfaction with the day, and you just don't want it to be over yet because then, oh, you just got work again the next day.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds horrible. I just feel like that's an opportunity to really kind of like look at our lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And we often like start to blame the elements instead of like the bigger picture issue,
right?
You know, which is, you know, not prioritizing the things that matter most. And when we don't prioritize or take time out for the things that matter most, we feel like the day just repeats itself over and over. It's like I go to work, go home, mm-hmm. I sleep, and I do it all over again. And yeah, that's a recipe for burnout.
There's also another aspect of it that I see paired specifically with that dissatisfaction. It's almost that unhealthy chase of a quota of, I need to have this much enjoyment, I need to have this much fun before I meet the requirement, and then I can go to bed.
Yeah. And I can think of a few personality types that might have that thought process. Mm-hmm. Again, I think these are important things to look at in therapy. Mm-hmm. It's not as simple as being like, oh, I really need to get better sleep. And I do think we want in therapy to talk about the importance of sleep hygiene, mm-hmm. an AM routine, a PM routine, Routines really are everything. And when you talk about lifestyle as a whole and you look at putting routines together over time, that is your lifestyle. That's what you're giving time and energy to. And so, yeah, you want to look at that. You want to look at sleep. I think as clinicians, we also want to look at when we're talking about mood and we're talking about mental health, we want to look at diet, sleep, yeah, body movement, relationships. Look at all of these things, but to leave sleep out would be a mistake.
Another one that comes to mind, it's not bedtime, but it's morning time. And that morning time protest, I just don't want to get going. I don't want to get up. I just want to stay home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And I think for me, oh gosh, so much has changed over time when I look at my AM routine and my PM routine and really how those connect, how they play off of each other. They're so important. Mm-hmm. And I have a very specific AM routine now that I think supports, gosh, how my day goes, how my day gets started, how it goes and how it ends. Yeah. The first thing I do when I wake up now, this has been really hard, is I don't hit the snooze. Because there's a thing, guys, called sleep inertia, if you've never heard of it. But we really need to have like another 90 minutes of a sleep cycle if you hit the snooze. Mm. So if you wake up, you hit the snooze, and you don't have another 90 minutes to sleep, when you do wake up, you're still in your sleep. You're not waking up like, woo, let's get this day going. You're still half asleep. And so I think that's part of it. I listen to bird noises right when I get up so that I don't go back to sleep. So I crank it up pretty loud. And the bird noises give you like 7 hours of positive energy. Did you know that? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I mean, that's why they say like, get up, go outside. Part of it, yes, is the sun. Because you want to have that direct contact with the sun on your skin, on your eyes. But also the birds. It gives you positive energy. It makes you feel connected to the world, something outside of yourself. How nice is that? And then I start the day by stretching. Mm-hmm. So I engage my body. I notice my body. I move my joints. I even do some tapping, waking up my thyroid, waking up my metabolism, waking up my brain. Tapping's an excellent way to get going. And then comes the tea. All right.
Are you stretching? Did you learn stretching from someone? You learned it from Google or YouTube? Where'd you learn it?
I learned it from someone.
Okay.
A coach. So there are certain stretches that I do that is so cool because I start on one side and then I bend over and I can see how much longer one side of my body is than the other, which is so exciting because it's like, oh my God. Like, look, I have literally stretched my body. Mm-hmm. It's not like just I'm stretching. My body is stretched. And then I do the other side and I'm equal again. And I'm like, wow, this is really cool. And I do one of those foam rollers. And so I do rolling and I make sure that I'm like doing a lot of, you know, fascia release, which is really important with the tapping and the stimulation. And you've got that fascia release. Hmm. And I just, the people that are listening, I need you to know this whole routine that I've already gone over. We're talking about 20 minutes max. And then I'm getting my tea. Okay. And I already made my smoothie, did things in the PM that set me up to be successful in the AM. And that's why I talk about them going together. Because if I didn't already have my water done with my lemon in it, if I didn't already have my smoothie, if I didn't already have my foam roller and everything laid out, and if I didn't have my clothes laid out, if I didn't do the prep the night before, I couldn't have this morning routine that doesn't feel like drudgery because it's already ready for me. And so identifying like the areas where it's like, if you've got drudgery in your morning, if you're doing things first thing that you hate, that could be a problem when you're thinking about getting out of bed in the morning.
To make the routine work for you, right?
Yeah. Gratitude is another thing. It's a practice that I have also in the PM, but it, you know, because then I reflect on what I've been grateful for that day. Mm-hmm. I try to be as specific as possible. But when I wake up, I just do three quick things. And for the first time after 40 plus years of my life, I can say that I'm grateful for and excited about the day ahead of me. And it used to not feel that way.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So why do you think sleep's important for your clients? What do you see?
Sleep, I always had it hammered home to me, even in my master's degree. It's sleep and food, so very important as indicators of mental health.
Absolutely.
Whether it's overcompensating, eating too much, or even restricting yourself, not eating at all, eating very little, right? And then that thus affects your sleep too. And then you get Find yourselves in cycles, right?
Absolutely. And with nutrition, I have found whether you're over or under eating, paying attention to what you put in your body is the most important thing when it comes to mental health and well-being, because gut health is so important, just like our sleep health. And so, like, what are we feeding our gut? Is that gut healthy and providing us with good, fresh, new information? And then also how that affects our sleep, you know, because if we're not getting serotonin, if we're not getting GABA, if we're not getting all of the things that we need for us to want to fall to sleep, we're going to struggle at nighttime. And so I wanted to talk about the importance of sleep, because I think so often it's one of the things that isn't really discussed, and we don't dive deep enough into it in practice of mental health or even in the practice of medicine. I think we're starting to do better with it, but I don't think there's anything much more important than our sleep hygiene, our AM routines, our PM routines. And in our Plan to Recover mini journal, we have an opportunity to really focus on our AM routines, our PM routines. And one of the first things that I chose when I was identifying something I either wanted to do more of or less of, I wanted to sleep more. And I wanted to sleep consistently, and I wanted to have good quality rest for at least 7 to 9 hours. And through utilizing the journal, I've been able to automate that. And now I've had 2 full years of quality sleep for 7 to 9 hours. And my mental health, my physical health, everything has improved as a result of that. So I'm just a big proponent of it.
So. Yeah. My biggest takeaway is get curious about bedtime, get curious about the morning.
That's right. That's right. And notice your moods. Notice how you are feeling about sleep. Notice how you're feeling when you rise. You know, what are those first thoughts?
Yeah.
And maybe journal those. Maybe get curious about those first thoughts when it's the beginning of the day and the end of the day. All right. Well, thanks so much. And let's focus on journaling. Let's focus on sleep. Let's focus on our behaviors and the way that impacts our mental health. All right. Thanks, Gregory.
Thank you. See you the next time.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great. iBuyDirect has you covered too, with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. You like premium brands? I do. I buy direct carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the I Buy Direct link in our show notes and get affordable, custom eyewear today.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.